brother when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
The Rebocca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Rebocca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Rebocca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Rebocca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download Rebocca.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice, or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael. You're tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio station. We're just having a few technical issues for the moment. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We're right here to do what we do. You're now tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show right here on the station of the nation. Mike Lynn, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hear you.
Okay, I don't have any video at all, so I know you. I can see everything that you got going on, but you can't see anything.
We don't use video, Chris.
Okay, wait till you get my age. All right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to restart that intro one more time. Live radio, right? Live radio. This is what we do in live radio. I'm going to restart the intro one more again, and then we're going to go from there. You ready?
Okay.
All right. All right. Here we go. You're now tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Here goes.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go,
is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. What can I tell you, folks? What, this is live radio, live, live, all the mistakes. Sorry, folks, you have to put up with all this nonsense. What can I tell you? This is your host, Michael, and I hope you're still there, and I hope you're, what can I say? Before we begin, let me introduce you to today's players. Lynn, my co-host, Lynn Golder, you're up.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the August 28th, the last Sunday in October. Welcome to the August 28th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And all the way from College Park, Florida, my co-host. Well, what can I say? She's smart. She's the one with the hot sauce. Sheila Young, co-host. Sheila Young, are you there?
I am so happy to be here, and it's not the last Sunday in October. This is live radio, and we're happy if you're still here that you're hanging with us tonight.
What can I say? This is live.
And
listen, this is live radio. This is not a podcast. This is live. So if you're driving the car, want to know what's going on? What can I tell you, folks? That's what happens when you're live.
The thing that's different about a Vrbo vacation home, you always.
What's going on now? And in the studios, in this, the one, the only studios in Ocoee, Florida, the one, the only producer, the engineer, the one that's, well, what can I say? Chris Shaw, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I'm just covering the boundaries of everything else now.
Well, you got to cover a lot of boundaries. I'll be Superman on the show.
Okay, we'll be going to break in 1 minute.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Yeah, we're going to break in 1 minute. We'll be talking to our guests.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes, so. Quick introduction today.
Well, I want to say something first.
Okay.
You know, folks, believe it or not, I found out last week that this show is really global, not just United States and Canada. But when I opened my mouth last week, I got a lot of people that wrote to us. And, well, I guess you would say, I didn't try to go overboard last week, folks. I apologize to any of the islands that were upset with me. I love Jamaica. I used to live there. And if Jamaicans take it the wrong way, please don't. I love you, Jamaica. And I have Jamaican friends and I live there. But please don't take it upset. And anybody else, anywhere else in this world that listened to the show, when I said about people not giving my credit cards out on the phone overseas, we got a new sponsor from England. He didn't want to give his credit card to us in the United States. I didn't take it personal. I understood. He wired his money for the sponsorship. He didn't want to give his credit card. And I don't take it personal. So for those people, please don't take it personal. If I was in Jamaica, I would give my credit card if I was in Jamaica. If I was in some island in the Philippines, I was there in person, I would give my credit card in person. Anyway.
I have a few shout-outs, okay, and maybe Sheila, and then we'll go to break. Okay, so I'd like to say hi to, speaking of other countries, I'd like to say hi. I know she'll be listening in the middle of the night when we archive the show, but hello to Adriana in Macedonia. Hello to Coney Sims and her husband, Seth, in South Dakota. Coney is with the South Dakota Association for the Blind, and a belated happy birthday to our friend, Greg Lindbergh. Sheila?
Any shout-out, Sheila? Sheila, you there?
Got muted.
Okay, what else is new? What else is new in this show?
Yeah, well, she can do them after.
Okay. Chris Shaw, you have anything to shout out?
How about shout out to break?
Yeah, we can go to break because I got my mom and my aunt in the studio with me there.
Would you say hello for me?
Yeah, I will. I will.
And listen.
And best of luck to mom.
Yeah, I was just going to say best of luck, mom, to our operation next week. Best of luck.
Yep.
Best of luck.
We'll be thinking about her and
praying. Yes, we will. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
The Raboka app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Raboka provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Raboka app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Raboka, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download raboka.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And if you're wondering, you're driving the car, say, listening to this for the first time, say, what is this all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community, visually impaired community, and the blind community. That's right. Right now, Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, this is very exciting tonight. We're going to welcome Roland Mattern. Roland is the Director of Marketing at eSight in Toronto, in Canada, and also client Gary Foster, who's going to tell us all about his experience using eSight. Welcome, gentlemen.
Yes, welcome. Good evening. It's great to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Great to have you. Okay, so are you going to talk first, Roland, and tell us a little bit, tell the audience about eSight? And
absolutely. Then,
okay,
absolutely.
Wonderful.
So I thought maybe I'd share a bit of the company history, because it's got an interesting story how the whole thing got started at eSight. So there's a gentleman by the name of Conrad Lewis, who was an electrical engineer, and both his sisters had Stargardt's disease. So they lost their vision quite early in life, in their 20s. And Conrad was really inspired to use his skills as engineer to find a solution for his two sisters to get them to see again. And so after a number of years of tinkering in his garage, he came up with sort of a initial prototype that his sisters tried on. And it was almost like a diving helmet, like a bell helmet from the old world. But lo and behold, they could actually see something. So a few more years of tinkering, and by 2013, he came up with the first prototype of what would become eSight, which was really a combination of a camera and close-to-eye monitors. And his sisters would use their parafoveal and peripheral vision to process the visual stimulus from the central vision from the camera, and their brain would sort of overlay their blind spots. So as they used zoom and other manipulations, the blind spot would sort of shrink away. So fast forward to 2020, eSight commercially launched the kind of fourth iteration of the product, which is our current product called the eSight 4. And we've been promoting it ever since, both to the direct to the community, as well as to the healthcare professional community, to ensure that as many people as possible have an awareness. And what's sort of unique about our product in the market versus some of the other competitors that have come along as well is it's really the only one that was inspired and specifically designed for central vision loss, as opposed to adapting existing technology with software to address the same issue. But if you have AMD or Stargardt's or diabetic retinopathy, ROP, albinism, any of those diseases that rob you of your central vision, eSight can help many of those individuals regain their vision. So,
Roland, yeah. Before we go any further, I just wanted to introduce you to our co-host tonight, Sheila Young. And Sheila, meet Roland and Gary.
Hi, Sheila. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Oh, I don't know why she's muted, but she hears you.
Yeah. But I have a question for both. Yeah. This is Michael. I have a question for both of you.
Sure.
On the glasses, if you can see in these glasses, like Gary, you can see in these glasses, correct?
Yes, I can.
Gary Foster.
This is Gary Foster, and yes. you're a patient, client, and you're wearing the glasses. People can't see. We're on the radio, so they can't see that you're wearing the glasses. But you're wearing the glasses.
Yes, I'm wearing the glasses as we speak.
Okay. So now, question: can you see faces with the glasses, or you can't make out faces?
With the glasses, I can make out faces incredibly clearly, even up to 50 feet away.
Wow. I'm really impressed. So people that can use these glasses can actually see faces that they never saw faces before. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, he saw his wife's face after many years.
Is that right?
Gary's story is quite remarkable, how he started.
Gary, would you tell us, what can you see with these glasses?
Okay, well, let me just say, if I was sitting across the dining room table from someone, that's a typical distance.
Right.
If I was looking at straight at their face, I would see no features on their face whatsoever, because my scotoma is pretty large. And, of course, the farther away a person is from me, then I wouldn't even see a person standing there. My acuity is 2400. When I wear eSight, I can count your eyelashes from across the table.
Wow.
I have 20/20 vision with my eSight.
So you're telling me I could see my great-grandchildren that I never saw before wearing these glasses?
I started going back to hockey games to watch my grandsons play hockey, and my son came and said, "What can you see, Dad?" And I said, "I can see the puck." He was blown away.
Yeah, the impact is really remarkable, Michael. It doesn't work for everybody, but for those that have a successful event, it is amazing how much functional vision they can regain, and again enjoy hobbies and social events and all the things that you've had to adapt to do differently.
So you could see.
I can read any print ever presented to me. I've never had print so small that I couldn't read it with my eSight. It's
incredible. No, but going back to what you said, which I'm it's blowing me away. When you're wearing these glasses, you could actually see a baseball game in person. You could actually see, you're saying you could see your kids playing hockey.
Absolutely. And because of the magnification that's available to me, I can be sitting in the stands and I have 24 times magnification. So I can actually zoom right up and see the expression on their face from, sitting in the stands.
May I ask a question? So Roland and Gary, we have so many people out there and so many people are seniors like myself. And we're, you know, our vision is starting to lessen, you know, as far as clarity. And a lot of our listeners have macular degeneration. Would it help them?
I have macular degeneration and I'm 68 years old. And in my experience, a vast amount of people in their 70s and 80s have gotten tremendous benefit from eSight.
Yeah, AMD is certainly one of the sweet spots for the technology where it's really designed for that. And, you know, it is agnostic to the actual disease that's causing the central vision loss. But certainly AMD is probably the largest number of individuals that could benefit from this technology.
So let's go over this for a minute. So what I'm understanding, from what I understand, tell me if I'm right. Mm-hmm. People that are totally blind, have no light perception, the glasses would not help them.
No, it would not help.
That's what I understood.
You need peripheral vision. So for example, if your retinitis pigmentosa, glaucoma, it's not a great product because of course you're losing your peripheral vision and you're getting more and more central vision, pinhole vision in the extreme case. Whereas we help the opposite. So any central vision loss, but where you have remaining peripheral vision, that's where we can be helpful.
And Lynn, can we give out the phone number for?
You're reading our minds. I was just going to say that.
Lynn
and I just said that.
Out.
Yes, give out your phone number so people can, if they're interested. It's blowing me away right now.
I thought she meant our phone number for questions.
Well, yeah, let's give our phone number first and see if there's any questions. Okay. For our phone number here is 407-894-1680. So you folks out there listening to this, and if it's blowing you away, call in right now, 407-894-1680. Don't be shy. It's blowing me away, and I'm trying to ask questions. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call in right now. It's not for everybody, these glasses. Not for everybody. It's for people that have some sight.
Peripheral vision.
If you're totally blind, I'm sorry. It won't help you. But if you have some vision, let's put it this way. It may help you.
If you can use magnification, then if I'm understanding this correct, Gary and Roland, if you can use magnification to help you see, these work, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So that's one of the main indicators that it'll be successful. So if magnification does help you, you have good peripheral vision, you're a very good candidate.
Right. So if you can zoom on your phone, you know, not Zoom via the computer, but if you can zoom tech, you know, see the text larger, or if you can magnify your screen on your computer, then these glasses will be a great assistant.
And what's kind of neat too, if you're doing computer work, you can actually feed the computer screen into the glasses. So now the glasses is your computer screen. So now all the software that's on board with the glasses can now be used to manipulate the image. That's the computer screen. So you don't need software in your work computer, your home computer. It's all in the glasses. Same thing with watching movies. There's an HDMI feed. So you can actually put movies or YouTube, whatever you want, and you can feed it right into the glasses. And then again, all the manipulations that you have available to you are now available to the image from the TV.
So you could put Netflix on your TV and magnify it with your glasses and you could watch a great movie.
Actually, I connect mine to my iPhone and I go to my Netflix app on my iPhone. And now I'm just using my iPhone as to provide the signal to my glasses and I'm watching it on my glasses.
Wow. So we have plenty of people that classify themselves as VIs, visually impaired. Right. So I would assume that right, they would all be candidates for this class, for the people that are visually impaired.
Yes, should be.
Yeah, and the people that low vision, people that they call themselves blind, if they have low vision or very, very little vision, it possibly could be, not saying guaranteed, but possibly could be for them too.
We usually talk to people between 20 over 80 to 20 over 800 vision. If your vision is better than 20 over 80, technology, obviously it helps, but you still have enough vision where it's not really the wow factor, if you will. But up to 20 over 800, people can get pretty functional. Gary, as an example, if you don't mind me saying, Gary is 20 over 400. And you heard the kind of functionality that he has with the glasses. So it does make itself available to a broad range of visual impairment as far as acuity goes.
So anybody want to call in right now and ask any questions? All the shy ones, it's a shame you don't call up and ask some questions. You must be blown away, so you must be interested. Some of you may be interested. 407-894-680. I have a question, Gary, to you.
Yeah.
Before you put on these glasses, what could you see without the glasses? Could you see anything?
Well, I had very good peripheral vision. I just didn't have central vision. So if I when I'm looking straight ahead, for example, if I was riding in the car with my wife, I wouldn't know there was a car in front of us if I was looking straight ahead, because I have no central vision. If I turn my head to the left or the right, I would see something in my peripheral vision. But of course, we know you can't focus with that.
Okay.
So, when I wear my eSight, as I adjust the magnification on the eSight, that blind spot shrinks to it to the point where it's not perceptible. So that's why when I'm wearing it, depending on what I'm using it for and how I adjust it, I have 20/20 vision.
With the glasses, you have 20/20 vision?
I read to the right to 20/20. As a matter of fact, the last time I was tested, I read to 20/16.
No kidding. Wow. Those glasses are amazing. Well, so we know it's not for everybody, but for people that it is for, it's amazing.
It's life changing.
Hey, Chris Shaw here, Gary. Listen, I'm sitting here looking, and I see how it's designed. So let me kind of break it down so everybody can kind of see. There's a camera in the middle of the glasses, right?
Yes.
Okay, so with that camera being in the middle of the glasses, it looks like regular sunglasses all the way across. But I'm noticing, like, are those just headphones that you have on your head so you can hear?
No. The way this particular model is designed, there's a halo that sits on the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
And that supports all of the weight. So I can wear this, you know, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. And it's not uncomfortable because it's not on my nose. Nothing is resting on my nose.
Right.
So what you're seeing is the halo harness that supports the glasses. It also provides the power source, which is, I'll turn my head if you're watching.
Okay.
The battery's on the back. And I can swap out that battery and I won't lose my vision because there's a built-in battery that allows me to swap the battery without.
I have a question for you. If I was wearing those glasses, could I put a hat over it to cover it up?
It's interesting. With the halo, we didn't think so, but necessity being the mother of invention, I was doing a media event and I had a bad scar on my head and I was really nervous about it. But I learned that I could wear my ball cap with this outfit. And I was so pleased. So the halo sat over the ball cap. The visor of the ball cap came out just over the glasses and under the halo. So yes, I can wear a ball cap with it. Very.
When you say a ball cap, I'm assuming you mean a baseball cap.
Yes.
Oh, good. I wear a baseball cap all the time. So that's
good.
There you go. So you can wear a baseball cap over it.
Yes.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous. Okay, so it covers that up. Wow, that's something.
Yeah, there's actually a picture on the website of Gary doing it with the wearing it with the baseball cap, because we get that question so often. It's actually interesting. I think everywhere we've gone, Gary, where we've connected with people about the eSight, that question I think has come up every single time.
Because people,
when I use my cane, a lot of people don't like using the cane. 50% of the blind people. People who can see a little bit or blind totally, they don't like using the cane because they get embarrassed. So I assume if they're using these glasses, well, after that, people get embarrassed with using a halo. But if you cover it up with the baseball cap, that's fabulous.
Quite frankly, I want to say that when it comes to being embarrassed, without it, if I'm out in public, I can't I'm not independent and I can't see. With
Amen.
It, I'm completely independent and I don't care what anybody thinks.
Oh, here
Amen,
we go.
Amen, Gary.
Amen. Amen.
So when Gary says independent, I mean, it is remarkable. His wife will drop him off at the airport in Toronto and he'll navigate the airport, go through customs, you know, check his luggage, go to the terminal or the gate, get on. I see him at the other end. I'm even in the hotel lobby, wherever we're going. It's remarkable. When he says independent, he truly travels all around North America all by himself. It's remarkable.
You know what's so awesome? I am so jealous because if I had vision at all, I would certainly be there. But unfortunately, I have RP and I don't have any functional vision. But I will tell you, Gary, I envy you because that would be my dream, would be able to just go and do on my own for sure. So,
well, that
congratulations
was
to you.
That was the most significant thing for me was getting my independence back.
Yep.
And I am doing everything I ever did before except driving a car.
Yep.
So I cannot believe right now, Chris Shaw, that the phones are not ringing. I cannot believe the phones aren't ringing with our audience. There's got to be people out there that have some vision that be curious about this.
Well,
it's amazing to me.
I'm believing that they're really kind of intrigued and really trying to hear this product out and want to make sure that we cover every phase, every angle of it. So with that being said, Gary, because I'm knowing you having the glasses on, how does it affect you when a sunny, hot day? How does the vision and the camera and everything come into play? Because, you know, it's hot outside and you're covering your eyes and you're trying to cover things. Does it really affect you, or there's a lens or a filter or something?
I can tell you that, first of all, it adjusts itself pretty much to ambient light, pretty much. But when I'm out in a boat, on a bright sunny day, you can imagine what it's like trying to watch a television on your front lawn on a bright sunny day. But the difference with this is it's the halo and the eyewear is adjustable. I can bring the glasses right close to my eyes, which will block out a lot of the ambient light, or I can wear the typical set of eye blocker sunglasses that people with AMD wear, and I just adjust this so that the eyewear is out in front of the sunglasses. I can do it either way, and when I'm doing it that way, the sun is not an issue.
Wow, that's amazing. Roland, I got a hats off to you, to both of you for a job well done. E-Sight is amazing, and I'm very, very excited and proud of the work and what you're trying to do to help the visually impaired.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the kudos. You know, I've been in ophthalmology, in the ophthalmology business for 20 years, and this product is truly the most impactful product I've worked with. It is remarkable what it does for the individuals for whom it works and who choose to use it.
To tell people how they get hold of eSight and to get applications and
sure.
how they can try to find out about these glasses, I know they go to our website. It's there as far as eSight on our blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's up there.
You can go to our website. It's eSightEyewear.com. You can learn all about it. There's tons of information. There's tons of audiovisual as well for users that tell their story. So you can listen to those. But you can contact us through the website. There's a Try eSight button where we can reach out to you and we do a quick screening to see if you're a good candidate. And if you are, we actually do telehealth. So you pay for shipping, but we'll actually ship you a device. And we set up a Zoom call with one of our specialists and they teach you how to use it. We leave it with you for a few days. You can try it in a real world environment that you want to use it in to see if it, you know, if it meets your visual goals. And then you can choose to purchase or send it back. We're also about to get some financing as well, so you can finance it through us, through our website as well. Or you can email us at info@eSightEyewear.com, or you can always call us at 855-837-4448.
All right, let's go over that nice and slow now. The phone number, wait a minute. Let's go over the phone number again, nice and slow. Say it nice and slow.
Sure. 855-837 4448.
One more time. Nice and slow.
855-837-4448.
They look it up at eSight. Once again,
eyewear.com. So
let's repeat that again.
eSight eyewear.com.
Hey, before you go, I had a caller just call in all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, our good friend Kelly, because she said, wait a minute, hold on, I'm listening. And the question just came, and she said, I got to get this question in. Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you all?
Good.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly from Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, Kelly, you're up.
So I have 20/200 in one eye, central vision. I don't have peripheral, but my vision is corrected with thick bifocal lenses. Some people call them cataract lenses. And so I'm curious, and also I'm small. So whenever I've tried, I looked at the eSight and put it on several years ago, and I don't know if it's lighter or how heavy is it on your head, because I have a small head. Like, I weight on my head just feels, it affects me. So I'm curious to know what the weight is like on your head with this halo, and what is it made of? And then also, would I still be able to wear my regular glasses? Because without my glasses, I'm not really, everything's just blurry. I'm not really able to see a whole lot.
Yeah, maybe I'll take part of that, and I'll let Gary answer some of that as well from a real-world experience. So you can wear your glasses with the eSight 4. The visor can adjust forward and backwards, so you can give yourself space to wear your glasses. That's not a problem as well. And whether it's sunglasses on a bright day in the summer or your regular glasses, it's not a problem. The unit weighs just over a pound with the battery in, so all in, so it's about a pound. But the design is such, the reason it has the halo is, it kind of spreads the weight throughout the halo. The battery sits on the back of your neck, so it's really well balanced. The actual frame is made of plastic, polymer, and the halo is lined with a nice cushy cushion that's also removable and cleanable, obviously. So it's quite comfortable. But maybe I'll let Gary
say, not to interrupt. Is this the same glasses that you carry, that you're wearing, that was out a few years ago, 2, 3, 4 years ago?
No, this is a newer model.
Oh, this is a new one. Yeah. Yes, Kelly, that's your answer, Kelly. It's a new appliance. It's a new one.
This has been around for about 2 years now. So if it was within the last 2 years, you probably would have tried the eSight 4. Anything before August 2020, you would have had the previous version.
Kelly, I can tell you that this halo adjusts to fit small children. We have eSight has clients that are, it's not unusual to have a 6 to 8 year old wearing this device. It's very, very adjustable.
So the battery on your neck, do you feel it? Like, what is it? What are the dimensions, and what is it feel like?
It's on the back of the halo, and because the halo sits around your head, it's like a counterbalance to the eyewear itself. I don't even feel the weight of the battery on the back. Like, I just don't. It's so well supported and so well, spread out over my skull that I do not feel the weight of the battery at all. And I was surprised, because this is heavier than a previous version, but it's actually far more comfortable to wear.
And is there anybody that would do demonstration in the Nashville area?
So I believe Mountain Low Vision is in Tennessee. Forgive me, I don't remember
Mountain
the city.
Mountain View Low Vision?
Yeah, they would have access to it, and she has some there.
Okay. Thank you.
Check out Mountain Low Vision. Okay.
Mountain View.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. So thank you, Gary.
I'm sorry, I got one more caller, Nigel, calling in from... I'm going to tell you in a minute. It's going to hit me in a minute. It's going to hit me. But we got Nigel on the phone line. Nigel, how you doing?
I'm great, and I'm in Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. I knew. Wait till you get my age. You'll understand.
Boca Raton, Florida. Okay. Nigel, yeah, you're up. What questions would you like to ask you, Nigel?
I knew you were on the way to it. I was just ahead of you, just saving your butt there, Chris. Good evening to everybody. Good evening, gentlemen, our guest speakers. Thank you for joining us this evening. I just wanted to point out, hey, Michael, how you doing?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Good evening, Sheila. Shout out to Sheila.
Hey, Nigel. Just ask your question, sir.
I'm a little surprised.
We're going to break soon.
Yeah.
Okay. I am a little surprised it hasn't been pointed out yet that the phone number, you said it's 561-437-4448. That's right, isn't it?
No,
he didn't say that at all.
No, 85. I'm sorry. 85. Let's try that again. 855-437-4448. Is that right?
837.
837.
Yeah.
So it happens to spell 83 site on the keypad.
Yes, it does.
Yes, I'm surprised that wasn't pointed out, but that might be a mnemonic. That might serve as a mnemonic for others.
It well, thank spells, you, Nigel.
There you go,
it
Nigel.
Spells, it spells 855-83-SITE.
Thanks, okay. Nigel.
That's
appreciate
all
that.
I wanted to point out.
Okay, any other questions, Nigel?
I don't have any questions.
Okay, Nigel.
I may have some answers because I think it's been 30 days, but we'll see. I might be calling back for trivia with some answers.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thanks for calling, Nigel. Appreciate it. Okay. Gary.
And Roland.
Gary, you're unbelievable. Roland, you too are unbelievable. That E-Site's come up with something that's really great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We look forward to coming back again soon.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling in.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. And listen, folks, if you didn't get all the information, nice meeting you too. Listen, folks, if you didn't get all the information from E-Site, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. And if you need any information, it's all at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there. And you can check them out and then call them directly. No problem. We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, gentlemen. We're going to break.
Thank you.
We're going to break. Don't go. Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Rebocca app is now available for free on the iOS App Store. Founded by a student with low vision, frustrated by current assistive technologies, Rebocca provides a customizable and streamlined vision enhancement experience right from your smartphone. Adjust contrast and color in real time with unmatched clarity, and never carry around a heavy magnifier again. Use it for reading menus at restaurants, watching your grandchild's sports game, and everything in between. Break free of $1,000 price tags and maximize your abilities with the free Rebocca app. See why hundreds of users already love it. Just search Rebocca, that's R-E-B-O-K-E-H, on the App Store. Or go to our website to download, rebocca.com.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting ChristianRecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3,
or at services@christianrecord.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I hope you're on the air. Who knows? We're live. This is from Orlando, Florida. I hope you can listen to us. Hope we're on the air. Listen, folks, I'll say it nice, loud, and clear. We're going to go to trivia. For those folks who listen to trivia, it's trivia time. Sheila, it's your trivia. You're up. Sheila, you there?
Yes, sir.
Your trivia, you're up.
All right. It seems like this is the time of year every year since we've been doing this show that I love this song. So tell us who's singing this song.
Alone each and every night while you're away, don't forget to
407-894-6060. And who's singing that song?
So long.
Song. Very, very appropriate. Very appropriate.
Yeah, because I'll be back in September, but we are at the end of August. Which
yeah, next
is
week
amazing.
Is September. Next week is September.
Yep. So who is singing that song? 407-894-1680.
And while we're waiting for someone to call, and don't forget, new callers first. Chris, new callers first. Listen, while we're waiting, I'd like to ask you folks out there listening to the show, if you have any thoughts, any requests, especially new callers, if you would like to bring something up that we're not talking about, please do it. This is your show. Whether you are sighted, whether you are visually impaired, whether you are blind, this show is for you. You got something to say? Say it. Call up and say something. If you want something to bring it up, bring it up. This show is
as long as it's family friendly.
Oh, yeah. And no politics and no religion. Anything else you want to talk about? No politics and no religion. This is a family show. No politics and no religion allowed. Okay. But if you want to talk about something, if you want to discuss blindness, you want to discuss anything outside of vision impaired or blindness, whatever you want to talk about. 407. 894-1680. So we're still waiting for someone to call in that song. Who's singing it? It wasn't Mickey G and the Five Dwarfs. I'll tell you that right now.
Michael?
What?
I think there were seven dwarfs.
Oh, golly. And I couldn't even name all of them if I wanted to. I know Grumpy. That's
you know what?
Grumpy.
Do you know where I got the thing from? Five Dwarfs?
It's 756, just to keep you on.
You know where I got the Five Dwarfs from?
All right, mm-hmm. Here we go. Hold on. I got Howie from Oceanside, Nigel from Boca Raton, Eugene from Clearwater, and Mike from Aventura. All my phone lines are completely filled.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew.
Well, we have no, you know what? Just take the first one we had, Chris.
Okay, who's the first one?
Oceanside, New York, Howie.
Howie was okay. Howie's first.
Hi, Howie.
When is he coming?
Howie
back?
From Oceanside, New Jersey. Okay. Howie, you're up.
Good evening, gentlemen and ladies. Can I
could be the name of the Hey, Howie, you have to turn your radio down, Howie. I'll come into another room.
It's down.
That's How are you, sir? Happening.
That's the happening.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Now, let me
thank you, Howie.
Who was it?
You're the one with
the happenings.
The happenings?
Yeah.
Okay. The happenings. Yeah. That's Howie knows that song. Okay. And he just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway all the way from Oceanside, New York. Howie, pleasure.
Love Howie, did thank you very much, Michael.
Did you get your shirt, Howie?
I'm sorry?
Did you get your shirt? You should have gotten it a long time
yes,
ago.
Yes, I did. I wear it proudly.
All right. Well,
there you go.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Howie. Go.
Thank okay. you, Howie.
You're welcome.
Okay. We're going to go to break, believe it or not. God, goodness gracious.
Hey, it's all break. Good. It's live all good. Radio.
This is live radio. Okay, folks. Are we time for the top of the hour?
It's 7:58.
Okay, we're going to the break. We're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind Me on Radio Show. Don't go away. We will be back. Believe it or not, we will be back. You listen to the Blind Me on Radio Show.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward. Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.